With the Ontario election on February 27, Timmins Today asked each of the candidates three questions. Below are Mushkegawuk James Bay PC candidate Dave Plourde's responses. What is the top issue in Mushkegawuk James Bay right now? How would you address it? Top issue, softwood lumber and biomass, transportation. My plan is to work on establishing sustainable harvesting techniques and ensure long-term forest health and planning. In addition to that, my plan includes finding alternative markets to reduce reliance on the U.S. market and avoid tariff risks. I am an advocate in promoting local use of Ontario lumber for construction and infrastructure projects. I also support the use of wood waste and residues to expand biomass utilization and energy solutions to create new revenue streams and provide job security for the North. My commitment to the North is to advocate for fair trade policies, job and industry security, and promoting investments for our northern communities. My goal is to have in place a long-term plan that will ensure a healthy and prosperous outlook for the Mushkegawuk James Bay riding. I also plan to continue working and advocating for safer roads and improve our transportation network by using our current railway system and infrastructure to make our highways safer along the corridor, especially for the transportation of commercial goods. How will you be accountable to and represent constituents at Queen's Park if elected? This is no different than my current role as a municipal elected official, which I have held for the last 32 years. I will continue to maintain an open-door policy and ensure that my office is easy to reach for concerns, support, and casework. I want to hear directly from the constituents, and I also want the public to remain informed. I will actively raise local concerns and advocate for riding. My support team will work closely with individuals and the communities they live in to provide support and assistance to navigate through provincial services. I will continue to work with the best interests of the communities that I represent and engage in ethical decision-making processes. If elected, I have the ability to think outside the box coming from the municipal sector where we work with limited revenue streams and bring new perspectives to the all levels of government. We have an opportunity to feature Northern Ontario as the future for Ontario, with an abundance of opportunities that offers a large canvas for unique ideas, including housing solutions in collaboration with our very own lumber and mining industries. What do you want Mushkegawuk James Bay residents to know about you? I have a proven track record in municipal politics with over 30 years of experience and direct involvement in economic development initiatives, healthcare advocacy and recruitment, and am a past member of the Ontario Northland Transportation Commission. My municipal and regional involvement is an asset that can only strengthen my relationship between the communities in the riding and the provincial government. I not only advocate for my community, I advocate for the North. I have been involved in many multi-level and regional-wide delegations to represent the interests of the forest industry, the healthcare sector, Highway 11 transportation safety, and economic development initiatives. Born and raised in Northern Ontario, I strongly believe that we live in the best place in Ontario, and I will always fight to protect Northern Ontario, the place where we live, work and play. Four people are running in Mushkegawuk James Bay. The other candidates are Liberal Kyle Allen, NDP Guy Bourgouin, and Green Catherine Jones. Election day is on February 27. Advance polls are open Feb 20 to 22.